Hello, welcome to episode 26 of the Remote Hive podcast. And today, well, I'm coming to you from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. I am sat at my desk and it's interesting times. It's scary times. There's literally millions of people all over the world working from home for the very first time. What I want to say to those of you that are listening to this podcast is that if you have any concerns, worries, challenges working from home, then please do email me. I've set up an email just for you, darren@hivevine.com. That is HIVEVINE.com. darren@hivevine.com. And Darren is DARREN, just in case you weren't aware. So I have been working from home, working remotely now for over 5 years, and I love being able to have the freedom and flexibility to be able to work in this way. But it isn't as easy as grabbing a laptop, going home and sitting on your sofa in your pajamas, connecting to the internet. It is a mindset change when it comes to working remotely. And we're going to go through some of those changes that you're going to have to implement into your daily life when working from home. Just to reiterate, these tips are for people who are working from home for the first time, so you could call them beginner tips. Firstly, just let me explain the situation in Italy. At the moment, they are having problems with the internet connection because of the sheer amount of people that are using it. You've got people looking for the latest news and information. You've got people working from home, literally tens of thousands of people working from home. You've also got kids that are away from school and they're wanting to play online games like Fortnite. So it's having an impact on the internet connection, which is why I think having a backup is super important. Now, obviously, you will have your home Wi-Fi and that will be on a specific network. If you aren't in lockdown right now, go and buy a little MiFi unit or have a phone that you can tether to your laptop. With a little MiFi, you can buy a local SIM card and use a network that is different than your home network. Now, having the little MiFi unit, as I call it, non-technical term, make sure that it's powered up, that it's charged up, because it's going to be useful if the power goes out in your home. If that happens, your Wi-Fi at home is going to go down, but with the MiFi, you should hopefully still be able to get an internet connection to complete your work. I'd also recommend buying a power bank to make sure that you can charge up your MiFi and also any other equipment that you need. You see, everybody's talking about those people that are working from home for the first time as employees, but freelancers are in a really bad situation because their clients will be cancelling work, and the work that hasn't been cancelled, you will need to make sure you complete to the deadlines because you need internet to be able to do that. So having a backup is super important. My next tip is about creating office space to allow you to focus. Ideally, the home office needs to be away from the living room, and I would recommend, as silly as it sounds, actually having it in the bedroom or a spare room. The problem with having your home office in the living room is that there are so many distractions. You've got the PS4 sat there on the floor. You've got the Netflix on your TV. You may have kids who are away from school and they could be running around the house, running around the living room or playing games, which is understandable. You know, that's going to happen. So having it in the living room is not a good idea. It's also important that you let people know that this is your office space and you don't want people to disrupt it. Because you can see what's going to happen. You've got loads of paperwork on your desk, you're working on your work, and then people start sitting at the desk and yeah, it's just chaos then. It's just disorganized. So yes, make sure that you communicate that this is your workspace and to tell people to keep away from it. It's going to be a challenge, especially if you've got kids there away from school. So yes, that's easier said than done, I'm sure. I find that having a desk gives me more focus when I'm doing my work. So that's why I recommend having a space to work from rather than just sat around on the sofa, lounging around, laid on your bed, because you need to keep productive, you need to keep working, because that's how you're going to make an income. And moving on from that tip about office space is just avoiding distractions where possible. Communicate with the people that you live with, that when you are in your little home office, that you are working, and ideally you do not want to be distracted. Again, difficult when you have kids at home, I understand that, but communicate to them and saying, look, I'm working, if you really, really need me, please come and get me. But try not to distract me too much. Try and keep the noise down a little bit. Maybe put some films on the TV to keep the children, you know, distracted away from running havoc around the house. So I'm single, I don't have kids, so it's difficult for me to advise on this kind of thing. But yeah, just try and avoid distractions. And it goes back to why not having an office space in the living room is important, because of those distractions like the PS4 and watching movies when everybody else is sat on the sofa watching them. You need to focus on the work. What I also recommend that you do is spend as little time as possible logging into your email. Don't have the email activated so you're getting pinged on your browser or on your desktop every 2 minutes. Just spend a little bit of time in the morning, at the end of the day, dealing with your emails, maybe 2 or 3 times a day, rather than being distracted all the time. The same goes with having your mobile phone on and all of those notifications continuously pinging at you. Turn the phone on silent, turn off the notifications, or if you can, turn the phone off. My next tip, number 4, is getting into a work routine quickly. So important to have a work routine, and make sure that you communicate that routine to your fellow colleagues. Also, create a work routine that suits your current living situation. Now, obviously, if you have children at home, there may be times of the day where it's quieter and you can focus on the work. Maybe early in the morning or in the evening is the best time to work. You just need to figure it out, and it will take a little bit of time to really get to grips with what is your best work routine. It took me some time to do that. And having that routine is going to be super important, as we'll go into the tips coming up. I'm really hoping that employers embrace working from home and that they are flexible in the hours that people are working. They're not going to get 9 to 5, especially when you have children at home, and working 9 to 5 at home is completely different than working 9 to 5 in an office. So yes, a work routine is important. I hated routine when I was working in an office 9 to 5, but I realized very quickly if I wanted to spend more time on the things that I love, then I had to have that work routine. My next tip, number 5, is disconnect yourself from work when needed. It's really easy when you are working from home to feel that you have to continuously work, especially when you have an employer continuously messaging you, which is why I said earlier, I'm hoping that employers really do embrace working from home. It's a struggle to disconnect, it really is, but I think it's important to spend time doing the things that you love. Now, obviously, if you are on lockdown, that's going to be a little bit more difficult, but being able to split up work from just spending time with family, catching up and communicating with family and friends, I think is really important, especially when you're working in isolation. Find new hobbies that you can introduce into your life. Read more books. Educate yourself and learn new skills. Leading on from that, tip number 6 is take regular breaks. Get up and exercise. Stretch your legs. Have regular breaks to keep yourself focused. Where possible, get fresh air. So important to take breaks and walk around, stretch your legs. Do exercise. Really important to keep you motivated and focused on your work. Tip number 7 is use a VPN to protect data. So what is a VPN? Basically, it's a virtual private network. And what that means is when you are connecting to the internet, the connection is secure. So nobody can see you logging into your bank details. Nobody can see you looking at your confidential company data. So important. And it's more important on shared internet connections, but I would always get into a routine of actually having a VPN in your home as well. What we are going to see is an increase in online scams and malware viruses. And that's due to the fact that more people are working from home, more people are checking their emails, more scams are going to appear in the email inbox, people are going to be downloading more apps related to working remotely and working from home, and that's going to have malware on. So having a VPN is going to protect you from all of that as well. Tip number 8 is communicate with others. Working from home can be very isolating, especially if you don't have family living with you. If you live alone, it can be very isolating. So take time to communicate with other colleagues. Spend time away from work with family and friends. Don't get too isolated. Where possible, speak to people about your problems, around your challenges that you are having, because people are there to help. You can even email me, darren@hivevine.com. Any questions, any concerns, please do contact me. Maybe if I get enough people contacting me, I might set up a live stream where we can all come together and chat about any concerns, about any worries, about challenges that you're having, or just have a good old chit chat. So if you need that kind of environment, let me know, send me an email and we'll set something up. My next tip, number 9, is use a time tracker. Now this might sound a little bit weird, but using a time tracker on the pieces of work that you are doing allows you to provide this information should your employer ask for it. There's going to be an element of not trusting their employees to work from home. There's no doubt about that. So to cover yourself, make sure that you keep a log, time each task that you are doing, and make a note of it. You can use a site like Trello or Todoist. It might be that some employees do have trust, but to manage workload and manage projects, they may ask you to itemize the work that you do and the amount of time you've spent on it, especially when it comes to budgets and things like that. So yes, time trackers are really useful when you're working from home. And my final tip for this episode probably shouldn't be my last tip, because backing up your work is really, really important. What you don't want to happen is for something to go wrong with your laptop or computer and you've lost a load of work that you've spent hours on. You can use an external hard drive. I use the 2 TB slim Seagate hard drive. I really do recommend that. But also you can use a service like Dropbox or Google Drive, of which are free, I think up to about 2 GB, maybe more than that for Google Drive. But yeah, definitely look at using both an external hard drive and a service like Dropbox so you can back up all your files, you know, company files and also personal files as well. Just getting into the routine of backing everything up is a really good idea. So those are 10 beginner work from home tips due to this horrific coronavirus, where unfortunately many more people are working from home. But if anything, it might make people realize how good working from home really is. So yes, it's going to be an interesting couple of months for sure. Again, I'll repeat, if you have any concerns, worries, challenges, please do email darren@hivevine.com. That's HIVEVINE.com. darren@hivevine.com. Send me any questions. And if we get a few people, maybe we'll jump on a video conferencing call and have a chit chat if that's what you want to do. I'm going to leave that completely open to you, but I am here to help you, to guide you, because I've got the experience and I want to help you get through this huge change in your work life. Of course, I don't need to remind you to keep safe, keep healthy and be hygienic and just look after each other, be kind to each other. And I shouldn't really have to say that because everybody should automatically do it. But yes, just the end of the podcast, a little bit of a reminder. Until my next episode, take care of yourselves, have a great weekend, great week ahead, and I shall talk to you all very soon.